Hello and welcome to History Now with me, Marvin Bug. Tonight we're focusing on Archimedes of Syracuse, the Greek mathematician who lived between 287 BC and 212 BC. A physicist, engineer, inventor and astronomer, although few details of his life are actually known, he's regarded as being one of the leading scientists in classical antiquity. With me to discuss the developments and the man himself are Professor Elaine Hinkle from Oxford University, visiting professor in historical science.
Good morning.
Rowan Beard from the Society of Scientific Antiquity, specialising in the Greek infrastructure of science.
Good morning.
And Lord Boring from the Imperial Research Foundation.
Hello.
So, Archimedes, what was he like?
Well, there's good evidence that he was a kind of mercurial figure in Greek politics and also sociologically an outcast, really, a sort of oddball genius sort of figure.
I agree. He was different from his contemporaries in many ways, which led to his original way of analysing data, experimentation and theorising, which science rests on today.
Was he, in fact, as good-looking as I am?
Well, contemporary pictures of the man himself are somewhat confused, but...
A simple yes or no will do.
Well, it's difficult to say.
No, it's not. The answer is no, he wasn't, Marvin.
Archimedes was a scholar in his own right, though, producing a wide body of work which revolutionised science...
Shut up! I want to talk about me. Hands up. Everyone here around this table who think I'm utterly fascinating and brilliant.
I think in many ways the paucity of information on his personal life was indicative of his scientific research, not choosing to ape his personal qualities, but more looking to further man's general understanding of the world around him and the laws of the natural sciences.
Did he sleep with as many women as I have?
We just don't know.
Well, see, so based on the available data, I would thrash him hysterically at hiding the sausage.
You have to remember that many of the luminaries of the time had homosexual leanings. This might go some way to understanding the lack of credible information regarding his day-to-day life.
So basically, yes.
Yes.
Miss Hinkle, given Archimedes' great influence on the thinkers and scientists in the centuries that followed his own, and the direction of science in which many ways he's justifiably credited with founding and setting out on, would you say, given your knowledge of the demographic, political and sociological impetus of the time, that he could have my level of charisma and personal charm?
No, I wouldn't say that, no.
Because I really am quite engaging, aren't I?
No.
With respect, Mr. Bug, we're here to talk about one of the greatest thinkers of our time.
I know.
Not you, Archimedes.
Lord Borning, you wrote a book about Archimedes, detailing his experiments, and you actually went to Greece during your research for your publication to use the same equipment which would have been available to the great man himself, replicating his experiments and subsequent discoveries.
I did, yes.
Did you find through those reenactments that Archimedes, given his tremendous output, his tenacity and his legacy and the debt that modern science actually owes him as a result, did you find out that actually that he looks as good as me in Speedos?
No, I didn't, no.
I bet he didn't. I tell you what, I wander down the beach. It looks like I've got a cucumber and a couple of mangoes down there. Plenty of admiring looks.
Mr. Bog, you're not treating this subject with this respect it deserves.
One of the greatest thinkers of all time, you're basically running a greengrocer's in your pants.
Well, it's time now for me to turn off the microphone for our next...
What the hell is he doing?
Fascinating, charming and wonderful and interesting I am. On my way here this morning, the taxi driver said to me, Mr. Bug, I'm a great...
Well, there we have to leave History Now with Marvin Bug. Tune in next week when he'll be talking about Newton's third law of gravity.
Parallel sexual highs, such as my admiration for your work and for you personally.